Hey guys, this is Lauren, and welcome to the 12th episode of Fit Friends Happy Hour. Today, Katie and I give you our best productivity hacks. If you're the girl boss, go-getter type, you're going to love this. Okay, well, let's get started.
Welcome to Fit Friends Happy Hour with your hosts, Katie Hake and Lauren Wrighton.
Hey, Katie.
Hi, how's your week been?
Awesome. I've had an awesome week and awesome day. What about you?
You posted on your IG story that it was a great day. Did something happen, like, in particular, or just a good day?
It was just a good day, but I did notice that I spelled holy wrong. I spelled it H-O-L-E-Y, so that really bugged me. Because I, like, love grammar and spelling things right. But besides that, my day was great that day.
So other than the spelling, it was a great day. That was cute. It just made me happy, so I had to ask.
Yeah, I just laid down in bed and was like, wow, today was a good day. I don't think gratitude always comes that easy, unfortunately.
Amen. I think that's so true. Love those days.
Yeah, so let's start this episode talking about how we are being productive with our seasons of life. So now that you have a full-time job, and you're teaching, and you're a personal trainer, and we're doing this stuff, how do you get this all done?
I ask myself that every day. I definitely learned the hard way. I think it was easy, not easy, but when I was a student and in college, my schedule was just more flexible, that I had bigger chunks throughout my day to get things done. But now I work 8 to 5. So really, it's before work. I've got my lunch hour that is my hour, and then after work. So for me right now, it's really just focusing on what's important, and what's truly the most important thing I need to get done is what I need to get done. The rest of it needs to wait, because unfortunately I will let sleep go on the back burner, and that's definitely caught up with me and is not good.
Before I had Sammy, I was in a spot where David and I both were prioritizing our sleep. Like, we were getting solid 8 hours in every single night, just because we both had read a lot about how great sleep is. And I went into having her thinking, this is going to be a huge change, because I'm sleeping so well right now. And obviously, everyone knows with a newborn, you don't sleep that much. Well, I still really prioritize my sleep. Even if I'm getting up in the middle of the night, I still, like, won't wake up that early if I go to bed late. And I finally realized really recently that in order to feel more productive, in order to get stuff done that I really need to get done, I need to sleep less. So I'm like sleep is on the back burner now, and I'm okay with it. I'm accepting it. And I know it's not, like, the healthiest thing, but it's just necessary for me in the season of life.
I can't relate because I don't have a newborn, but I can totally relate where I feel like now is my time to hustle. Time is not on my side right now, and I just need to, like, get shit done. And yeah, it's not healthy. It's not. But again, that season of life, what is important right now? Unfortunately, I'll sleep when I die.
Yeah, I really looked at what my schedule looked like, because I felt like I didn't have enough time to get random things done that, you know, filled me up in a different way than being a mom does. And I was staying up really late watching TV, like, oh, you know, after 10 p.m., like, this is my time. Like, I'm going to watch The Office, or I'm going to watch Friends and just really chill. But I could feel that, like, I wasn't really, it wasn't helping. It wasn't making me less stressed. It wasn't making me more energized. So, like, okay, what can I do that's really going to help me feel like I'm being productive, so that during the day I can really relax and spend my time with Sammy? So what I decided was, I'm going to bed at 10 p.m. I'm back on that schedule. I'm waking up at 5. I'm getting my workout in. I know that that's the best thing. And then I have the rest of the day to, you know, do some productive stuff while Sammy naps.
Yeah, I've definitely noticed too, I'm most productive when I get to sleep at a decent hour. But I'm like you, like, once I get off work or once I get home, like, when I should be turning off, or most people turn off, I turn on. And this is where I think, oh, I can get all this stuff done. And a lot of times I'll be up on my computer way too late, but I am way more productive if I get to bed at a decent hour, get up, get my workout in. And then by the time I get off work, then I'm more focused.
Yeah. And if you wake up super early, you're actually tired by 10.
Yeah, I definitely agree. Mornings is where it starts. So let's get right into the first hack.
Yeah, I think the thing that we need to point out first is the difference between being busy and being productive. Everyone talks about how they're busy, but are you really moving the needle? Are you getting closer to goals that you set? Is your life getting better? Or are you just like super busy with the grind? So I think that's like the first thing. If you're trying to be more productive, that's what you need to ask yourself is, the stuff that I spend my time doing during the day, is it moving the needle? Am I getting closer? Have a serious conversation with yourself about this.
We all have the same 24 hours in a day. So it's definitely, oh, I can easily fill up those hours. But what are you filling up those hours with? And yeah, are you fiddling? Are you just getting ready to get work done? Or are you actually getting work done?
Yeah. So that's the very first thing. What's the next thing that people should do if they're trying to be more productive?
Next, probably the biggest tip or biggest thing you need to do, in my opinion, is prioritize the most important things first. So what is the number one to three things that you must do today? Like, we're talking, someone's going to die if you don't get this done. Like, there's a deadline. There's some sort of consequence that's going to happen by not getting this done.
Yeah. And you might notice yourself, you're like doing everything else besides the stuff that you actually have to get done, because maybe it makes you nervous, or you just know that that deadline's approaching. So you're trying to avoid it. You're trying to procrastinate. But every single morning, you should look at the things that you have to do for the day and decide, what's that thing on my list that I absolutely have to get done today? Get it done first, get it out of the way so that you can move on.
If this is something you struggle with, get an audiobook or get the physical book, Eat That Frog by Brian Tracy. It definitely changes the way you think by getting the hardest thing done first. It acts as that catalyst to get everything else done in the rest of your day.
Yeah. So Katie and I are perfect examples of distracted.
Squirrel.
We love talking business. We love, like, you know, thinking of ways that we can connect with people and et cetera, et cetera. But we will see a shiny object and be like, oh, no, we have to do that now. Oh, no, we have to do this now. Now, I will say we are self-aware, and I think we do stop ourselves a lot. And as everyone listened to that Fit Friends Friday episode that you did about the conference, you had to ask yourself, is this conference, this like super cool, meet new people, go to LA, is this super cool thing a shiny object? Or is it something that is going to help you move your needle? And you decided that you absolutely needed to go. For me, it would have definitely been just like a distraction. And you have to decide it for yourself.
I'm honestly very proud of ourselves that we're actually have been doing this podcast. What episode are we on? This is episode 12. That means we've been doing this podcast for 12 weeks. So that means that we are actually focused. And for us, like Lauren and I, like you just said, we are easily distracted by shiny objects. We want to do everything. What is the next latest and greatest thing that's coming out? So this is a big deal for us. Like, virtual high five that we are still podcasting. And we'll continue to do it.
Whenever you're avoiding shiny objects, you want to completely focus your brain on your goals, the things that you really want to do, the thing, not the fun thing right now, but the thing that you really want to do long term, the place that you want to be in 3 months, in 6 months, in 9 months. You have to focus yourself on that. That's your destination, and put blinders up so that you're not distracted by all the other cool stuff that might be happening.
As a master trainer, right, our role is to book and fill events where I train trainers. So I became a master trainer when I was still in college and finishing up my internship. And it was so freaking hard for me to not put that work first, because everyone else around me, a lot of the other trainers, you know, do fitness full time, or they don't have kids. They're not in school. And so they could do all these events and get them so filled and this, that, and the other, do all these awesome, awesome things. And it took me a while to realize, like, I cannot get distracted by that shiny object of being the best trainer out there, because my focus needs to be school and I need to pass this freaking exam. So I need to get my studying done first. I need to get through this stack of note cards until I can work on my business or get on social media to promote an event.
Yeah, it's hard to like recognize that, but if you want to be successful, it's essential.
So once you've prioritized your number one, you know, most important thing you need to do today, get that done first. So maybe you've been meaning to schedule a doctor's appointment, right? You've just been putting it off. You got to go to the dentist. Your teeth are getting grimy. Set an alarm on your phone, 8 o'clock a.m., right when that office opens, you need to get that done. Okay, what's the second most important thing? Maybe you need to go grocery shopping. That whole task is going to take you way longer than 5 to 10 minutes. Okay, what do you need to do before you get to the grocery store? Maybe instead of that big task, right? Because that's just so big, it's going to make your brain swell up thinking about it. So maybe it's make a grocery list. That will maybe take you 5 minutes, 5-10 minutes. And so break it down so it's bite-sized chunks so that you can quickly mark them off your list.
It's so true, especially about the grocery store. Like, I'll break mine into write out the meals that I'm going to eat this week, and then write out the grocery list, and then order the groceries online. And then the next day I have pickup groceries. And it just makes it feel so much more manageable, especially if you have a lot going on during your day. So my next tip is multitask when you're doing like mindless things, like answer emails, do just like some random searches and stuff. I don't know. There's always things that I'm like, I need to look this up. I need to figure out what this person's last name is. I need to look up like this book title, like all of those little things. Make a note in your phone of all these like things that you've been meaning to look up online. And then whenever you're doing some meaningless task, like sitting on the train, commuting, that kind of thing, start getting all those little things done.
Now, what this does not mean, when you look at your to-do list before you eat your frog, you're going through your email or you're researching those things. This is only when, you know, you've got downtime. Use a smart use of your time. So yeah, when you're sitting on the train, when you're doing mindless cardio, so you're still moving, are you going to sit there and watch a movie, or are you going to sit there and maybe get some things done in your to-do list? That's your option.
This is a lot easier for me to do now because when Sammy's napping, I'm not going to just sit on my phone or like look at my computer and just look stuff up online or read an email, because I can easily do that with her playing right next to me. I am doing things that are like up and moving, you know, making food for myself, editing podcasts, that kind of thing. I'm doing things that I cannot do when she's awake. So maybe think about it in that sense of right now, I am trying to be as productive as I can for the next hour. What are the most important things that I can do? Because then later when I'm commuting, I can respond to that email. Your time is precious.
That's huge for me right now with my lunch hour. I'm the antisocial person at work right now, but you know what? I just had to make a decision that I've got other goals too, and they're really important. And I don't want to say this to come off the wrong way, but like, I'm not going to spend my hour sitting and talking and staring at my phone in the break room. Like, I'm just not. So for me, that it means I'm out in my car. So, because I don't want to be rude. I don't want to sit at the lunch room and not talk to anyone and be on my phone and get my stuff done. So for me, I just remove myself from the situation. I remove distractions. I go sit in my car and I respond to my emails, or I knock out that to-do list of important things. I go to Kroger and I do it there, or I just go to Starbucks real quick. But I don't know. That's where I've made the decision. And maybe that's just too extreme for you listening, but that's where I am right now. And I feel like I'm in that time of hustle and grind. And that hour is like everything to me when it comes to my day.
Yes. Whenever I worked in a call center and I was really not enjoying my day-to-day job, I was doing as much as I possibly could during my lunch break. And I was being super antisocial. And you build relationships, you know, throughout your life. But I wasn't really, like, I knew I wasn't going to be at the job for that long. So I was like, why would I prioritize building relationships here when I'm trying to move upward and onward? And we shouldn't feel bad about that. We shouldn't feel bad about setting goals and being badass girl bosses.
Amen. I agree. If you're like me and you only have an hour, right? You've got just this precious piece of time that you've got to get things done. Lauren and I, when we were health coaches, we did this thing, what was called a power hour. So you set an alarm on your phone. I think there's an app you can download. So set an alarm for 20-20-20. So 20 minutes you are just brain dump, like write down everything that's in your brain, just deload it. Because there's so many times we go throughout our day and you're like, oh, I need to get that done. But you never actually write it down. So if you make this exhaustive list of every single thing you need to get done in all areas of your life, just like nonstop, keep going, 20 minutes. Then the next 20 minutes, okay, you pick out the most important thing that needs to get done. Focus on those. Do that last 40 minutes. within those 15 to 20 minute increments, try to get up for, you know, 3 to 5 minutes, just walk around, take a quick mental break. If you're working on your computer, get away from your computer, because we are goldfish. Let's be honest. We're goldfish and we can't focus for that long. So walk away, grab a snack, come back and get focused again.
Yeah, it's crazy how big of a difference it makes if you put your phone on airplane. We all know we check our phones, I don't know, 1,000 times a day. It's crazy. So if you put your phone on airplane, set it outside of your reach and just go to town on that hour. Check your phone before and check your phone after. You'll be fine during that hour. And you're going to get so much more done because just that distraction is out of your mind.
Shalene did a podcast on this, I think, about focus of just, you know, every time your phone goes off and there's that alert, your brain has to make a decision and it goes in this fight or flight mode. Oh no, do I need to respond? Do I not need to respond? And you, like, it's wasting energy just by even looking or hearing that sound, whether it's important. You have to look at that text and say, do I respond, or that call? Do I answer? Do I not? And just put it away. One less thing to worry about.
It's like as if somebody were tapping you on the shoulder every 5 minutes and you were having to decide to turn around or not. Like, can you imagine if that was happening? That's what it's like having your phone out and having it light up or having it buzz. Is you know, it's probably like not an emergency or anything, but you're still like dying to know what's happening. So do yourself a favor and airplane.
There's also an app. I think it's only for MacBooks, but it's called Self-Control. So you can disable like Facebook or different apps on your computer for a certain amount of time, which is awesome. Like, it will lock you out of your computer if you go to them. But I also use another one for Facebook. It's called Kill Newsfeed. It has to be an extension of Google Chrome. But basically, so I use Facebook for a lot of just business stuff and to connect with my trainees and this, that, and the other. So when I log on to Facebook, it doesn't show me any of the newsfeed. So I don't get caught in my scroll. Ooh. I just go to my notifications, or I just go to the group that I'm looking to connect with. I love that. But then there's still my phone, which is a barrier, but it's really helpful when I'm on my computer.
That's really awesome. I've heard about an app that delays how quickly Facebook opens. So like, you'll click on Facebook and it'll make you wait, I think, 5 seconds. There's science behind how long it is, but it like makes you wait 5 seconds until Facebook actually like loads and opens, so that, you know how you just like pick up your phone and you open Instagram without even thinking? Well, this like makes you pause and say, wait, do I really actually want to open Instagram, or do I really actually want to open Facebook? Just to kind of limit how much social media you're taking in.
That's awesome. You should find out what that's called. I've also used an app called Moment. And it tracks. You can look at how many times you actually look at your phone each day. It's terrifying. It's be prepared to be like, it is tough love. And it also tells you, you can set like, okay, I need to be off my phone by 9 o'clock every night. And I had it on for a while. I had to disable it because I couldn't do it, but it would alarm me until I turned my phone off.
Oh my gosh.
Like, if I unlocked it, it would just keep alarming. Turn your phone off I will go berserk. Yeah, it's awesome, but
I told David a couple months ago that I was going to stop looking at my phone after 9. And I told him like during the day, that night I was on my phone after 9. He's like, hey, I thought you were going to not look at your phone after 9. And I was like, yeah, I'm not doing that anymore.
Yeah, no. I changed my mind.
That's not going to work for me. It's like, in my younger years, I feel like I would try to do just like everything to be a better person. And now I'm just like, nope, don't have time for that. Like, I'm not getting as much sleep as I once thought I should, and I'm looking at my phone after 9 p.m. Get over it. I'm getting stuff done, though.
If that's the worst vice, so be it.
Exactly. It's like, okay, so what? I don't shower that often. Like, no one cares. And if you do, get out.
Truth. Yesterday, I went to the gym, and then I went over to Joey's, and, you know, I said something like, oh, I guess I should probably shower. And he was like, when did you last shower? Saturday? And I was like, oh, this is Tuesday, right? I was like, yeah, I've gone longer. And he goes, he said, just because you've gone longer doesn't mean that it's not a long time.
That's true, but it still doesn't mean that it's an issue.
But it's all relative, whatever.
Yeah. Just talking about this stuff like gets me so excited. I love being productive. I love getting stuff done that like actually matters and just being on top of your game and like having presents bought when you need them to be bought and having appointments made when they need to be made and getting to your goals and just like just powering through. It just like makes me so excited.
I hope you guys are as fired up as we are because, man, we are fired up about to-do lists and productivity. So we'd love to hear if you tried some of these hacks. If they worked for you, let us know. Find us on Facebook, on Instagram, at Fit Friends Happy Hour. And, of course, leave us a review, subscribe, and share with a friend because we've got to reach more people like you, more happy, productive, fit, awesome people.
Yeah, and tell us your other life hacks, you know, productivity hacks or just life hacks. I want to hear them all. All right, well, that's it for this episode. We will talk to you guys on Friday. See you then.
Bye.